This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We're in a sermon series called Street Cred or Street Credibility from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has to do with everyday living on the street. Psalms has to do with worship in the sanctuary, as I put it. But Proverbs is about living on the street. Talking about tongue piercing today, not the tongue piercing you're thinking of, but a tongue that pierces a heart and crushes someone's spirit. That may have happened to you. Either you've been on the receiving end of that or the giving end of it or both. Let's read some select verses from Proverbs. We begin chapter 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Underline that because we're going to talk about that. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Chapter 16, beginning at verse 24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Verse 27. A scoundrel plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. And then the most powerful verse of all in Proverbs, in my opinion, chapter 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits. There was a controversial book that came out years ago, written by a man by the name of Julius Fast, called Body Language. Body language. What did it have to do with? Well, he believed that the way you stand, the way you cross your arms in conversation, the way you sit in a chair, those are all powerful ways of communicating your emotions to other people just by the way you hold and conduct your physical body. And he makes a great case for it, that we do communicate. Whether we're angry, we communicate joy, we communicate suspicion, all by the way we handle our physical body. But what's interesting to me about the book, Body Language, is that he says little or nothing about the body language I want to talk about, and that is the language of the tongue and the mouth. Because that's body language that communicates with power, because you just read in Proverbs that our words have the power of life and death. You know, either that's a great exaggeration, a stretching of the truth, or it is the truth, that our words have the power of life and death. Let's do a little verse by verse, beginning with verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. This is a principle. This is not a promise, and there's a difference. You can give me exceptions, and you may have had an exception this week, but I really believe there's truth to this principle, that sometimes when a harsh word is spoken to you, when you answer with a gentle answer or a soft answer, you diffuse the situation. Why? Because most people, when a harsh word is spoken to them, what do? We respond with another harsh word, or maybe two or three times, and you know what we do? We pump up the volume. We say our harsh word or words louder than they did. And what happens? The typical argument just escalates as one comment leads to another. And all of a sudden, as one psychologist said, a typical ventilating marital argument escalates to the point where there's the explosion on the part of one or both, sometimes accompanied by physical violence. And then there's just sullenness afterwards. People mope and they don't talk for days. And then the cycle is repeated.
Well, again, I don't know if this is resonating with you, but I have a feeling a lot of people are saying that's exactly what happens in our home, our marriage, our family. This message from Proverbs 15, 16, and 18 continues tomorrow on CrossHope. CrossHope.org is our website.
You have been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.